Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to my channel. Today I've got some more entitled parent stories, which I know you're gonna love. Entitled aunt decides my granddad's gift to me is unfair. Christmas Eve 2017, a nice warm home in a little street. It's cold outside, so the heating's on and we're exchanging smaller gifts. I don't really get involved with this as I tend to stay away from my family, but it's their tradition. Now, unlike my parents, I love my grandparents. They're the type of caring grandparents that will take you in and keep you warm and maybe offer a drink to calm down. Recent issues have basically denied my plans of moving in with them, but that doesn't belong here. My granddad knows I'm far more antisocial and tends to talk quietly with me whilst the bigger things are happening. My family had decided to do a secret Santa, and I refused as I don't trust them with getting me stuff. But my granddad went out of his way to make me feel involved. He gave me a small cardboard box, wrapped up neatly with a cute little green and purple bow. I opened it, and inside was a pink Game Boy Advance SP in mint condition, and with it were a few games, two of which were Pokemon Ruby and Pokemon Leaf Green. I was brought to tears. He saved up all year to buy one in mint condition with all of the accessories and two games that are just so difficult to get in perfect quality. My entitled aunt was not so thrilled. Whilst we were having dinner, we'd do a buffet, I was sat on the stairs playing Pokemon Ruby. Now my good cousin brought me some cake and sat with me watching. She's a very good kid, kind and caring, and knows my boundaries. But along comes my entitled cousin who just has to have a go.
What's that? Can I play?
It's an old Game Boy, and no, you can't. I don't trust people with my stuff.
Come on, let me play. You're letting my brother play.
Leave her alone, sister. You got your presents earlier. The entitled kid went crying to her mum, who decided to come see what was going on. My grandpa was also around, listening to the situation.
What are you doing? Let my kid have a go.
I'm a little bit nervous, as like most people here, I'm not confrontational at all.
No, grandpa got me this, and I've barely used it.
My entitled aunt now tries to snatch the Game Boy off me.
Give it here now.
She's very enforcing if someone goes against her wishes. My grandpa, who had come to see what was going on, gets involved.
Aunt, leave her alone. I got that for her and it has nothing to do with you.
But my baby wants to go.
Now, my entitled cousin is 13, not a baby.
Go sit back down with the others or I'll remove you from this household. You know you're not welcome here if you're gonna try this.
My entitled aunt reluctantly backed down and took her entitled kid back into the living room, where the entitled kid wailed about wanting a go. My good cousin was allowed to stay with me though. The gathering ended earlier due to the awkwardness caused by my aunt's tantrum, but I still treasure my Game Boy to this day.
Ah, that was quite a nice story. I just find it so weird how some kids from the same mother are so entitled and some just aren't at all.
I guess that's just their personality, right? But their mum certainly isn't helping. Anyway, it sounds to me like your grandparents are just fantastic people. Props to those guys. Moving on to our second story, entitled mum rescues my service dog. This happened 3 years ago and I swear it is true. I have PTSD, depression, and at the time, undiagnosed bipolar disorder. This will explain some of my behavior throughout. When my conditions got worse, I adopted a 1.5-year-old McNab Collie, short hair border collie, / sighthound mix, to be my psychiatric service animal. He looks like a small greyhound with a collie's markings, head, and paws. Oh, sorry, I thought I had to wait for a second there. Let's keep going. He is insanely smart and picked up training really quickly. When I would have a panic attack coming on, he was trained to perform a very specific signal to get my attention and alert me to sit down. While he tried to distract me, now this is important for later. My wife calls me a fainting goat because when I panic, I lose consciousness with little notice and drop wherever I am. My job was not safe for my dog to come with me at the time, so while I was searching for better employment, my wife would look after him. I was working
staying about 15 minutes away from my apartment at the time when I get a panic call from my wife saying my dog had been stolen. I don't ask questions, I just pack up my bag and jacket and bolt for the door. My manager asks me what's happened and I tell him my dog's been stolen and he tells me to keep him updated. I made it home in 5 minutes and my wife is outside sobbing, with our roommate looking like he's gonna kill someone. I ask what happened and they tell me that they had been sitting on our enclosed front porch next to the complex entrance drinking coffee. It was a sunny day and McNabs are bred for really hot weather, so my dog was sunning himself on the sidewalk on the other side of the half wall that separates our porch from the sidewalk. All our neighbours know him and he is a herder, so he never went more than 15 feet from his pack and would constantly come check in with us. He wasn't wearing his vest or a collar as they were in front of our place. They hadn't seen him for maybe 15 minutes and when he wasn't on the sidewalk they panic and start asking people if they'd seen anything. A guy walking his dog said he saw someone loading a dog matching mine into their car and driving off. That's when they freaked out and called me. I panicked and called 911 immediately, saying someone had stolen my service animal. In our state, animals are considered people, so stealing a dog is akin to actual kidnapping and taken very seriously. There was an officer at our door in 5 minutes getting our statement, along with the man who saw what happened and was nice enough to wait. The officer put my number in his phone, gave me his card, and said to call if I heard anything. We start wandering the neighborhood, asking anyone outside if they had seen a dog matching mine. Striking out, walking the 4 blocks of surrounding neighborhoods, we start calling every pet store and vet in the area, starting close and working our way out. After 2 hours of calling and being on the verge of passing out, I call one last store I had forgot about. They tell me there is a dog matching mine with a woman who has him on a makeshift lead in the store. I ask the employee to go over, say his name, and hold his hand up like he's signaling someone to halt. He does, and my dog does what he was trained to do, which is stand up and hug that arm to get my attention and break me out of an anxiety spiral. I tell them to keep them there and I'll be there in 2 minutes. On my way, my roommate calls the officer, who says he's at an emergency but will call me as soon as he's done. We get there and we see a car matching the dog walker's description in the parking lot. There is a kid, maybe 10-ish, sitting in the passenger seat with the window down playing phone games. I recognize the car as one from the complex across the street from us. We walk into the store and I spot my dog with an impatient looking woman standing near the counter. I call my dog and he immediately rips out of the woman's grasp and bounds over, trying to tackle me. I go up and in not so friendly words, ask the woman what the actual F she thought she was doing stealing my dog. She makes some half-butted excuse about believing he was a stray and was trying to take care of him, okay. I responded with, "Thank you for taking care of him, but F you for stealing him." The employee tries to tell me to calm down and says I am being unfair and she was trying to do a good thing. But I just snap at him that he needs to stay out of this because he is not helping. The entitled mum then says in the snooty tone that Karens have patented, "Well, I asked a bunch of people and tried to see who owned him, but no one answered, so I rescued him." My roommate pipes up with, "Lady, I'm 6'3", have bleached blonde hair, and was sitting in the sun 15 feet from the dog. You did not try hard enough." She starts to lecture me about starving him because you can see his ribs and he was so hungry. Look, he's got a very high metabolism, he's a working breed, and an allergy to starches, so I make his food from home. He literally eats healthier than I do. She then tells me that it's a lie because he ate an entire 5-pound bag of trashy kibble before they came to the store. He is a beggy food whore, and I about decked her. By this time, she is getting super annoying and trying to act like I'm an animal abuser and don't deserve my dog, and that there was no way he's a service dog even though I have his vest in my hand. She then has the gall to suggest that her and her kid could take so much better care of him. The employee tells me to be more polite and that I was out of line treating her this way, and if I didn't behave, I would be removed from the store. What?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
The employee's manager had come out after hearing yelling and, without knowing any of the situation, threatens to call the cops on my roommate and I for harassing this poor woman. I pull out the officer's card and tell him I'll save him time because the officer has my report. And if he had been there with me, the woman would be going to jail for kidnapping. She panics and beats it out of there while I'm still arguing with the manager. As we're leaving, the employee follows us to the door and the manager lectures us about treating the woman badly and that I was banned from his store. I flip him off and we head home. I called the cops, but in my panic, I had forgotten to get the license plate, so he told me to keep an eye out for her in the future. My dog got a steak and veggie dinner that night, but started throwing up. He spent the next 3 months working that trashy food out of his system and itching slash chewing himself raw in places. Wow. I ended up staying home for 3 days with a constant anxiety attack, but my boss was chill and gave me extra vacation pay. The only good thing that came from the whole debacle, besides getting my dog back, was the next day I called the owner of the pet store. They only had 3 locations, and I knew from shopping at one of the other stores that he was usually there 3 days a week. I explained what happened and how the manager and employee had treated me, and he told me not to worry. I should swing by his main store to pick up a free cow bone for the pup and he would handle the rest. I found out later that the employee was immediately terminated and the manager was demoted and eventually fired for trashy customer service practices. See, I feel like this is typical in all these entitled parent stories. Yes, I get it, the majority of the time it seems like we come across these horrible, disgusting people. But also it seems like at the end of every single story, we get the justice that OP deserves. I feel like this story is a clear example of that as well. Anyway guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitled parents. I really hope you guys have enjoyed it. If you have, leave a like and comment below what you'd like to see next. And also, if you want more from me, click the playlist on screen right away. With that all being said, I will see you guys tomorrow with 2 more fresh uploads on the channel.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.